Making headlines at this hour, MUT radio presenters set for high-profile industry exposure at Gas Motors How, and SEPs vows stronger action against child abuse as statutory rape cases raise alarm. The time is 9 o'clock. Good morning. For MUT campus radio presenters have earned an exciting opportunity to attend one of Africa's premier automotive and lifestyle events after being selected to represent the station at the upcoming Gas Motors How International. The selected presenters are Grace Ramakilo, Siende Kumalo, Kokweb, and Nomdeni Shongwe. The initiative was spearheaded by Zoma Sishi, Director, Stakeholder Relations, as part of MUT's ongoing commitment to providing students with exposure to high-profile events that enhance their professional development, broaden their industry networks, and strengthen their personal brands. MUT Campus Radio Programs Manager and Head of News, Awethu Koletz, was tasked with identifying suitable representatives from the station and selected what he described as the best of the best from among the station's talented presenters. Zoma Sishi said, the students will attend the Gas Motors How International 2026, which takes place at Suncoast Durban on the 13th and the 14th of June 2026. The event is regarded as one of Africa's leading automotive and lifestyle festivals, attracting thousands of visitors, industry leaders, media practitioners, content creators, and influencers from across the country and beyond, as the university continues to nurture the next generation of broadcasters, communicators, and content creators. Opportunities such as these demonstrate the value of strategic partnerships and industry engagement in preparing students for successful careers in the rapidly evolving media landscape. In your other news, the South African Police Service says it is working closely with key stakeholders to continue intensifying the fight against crimes against children. Statistics presented in Parliament last week revealed that 1,900 cases of statutory rape have been abandoned by police and prosecutors since 2021. National SAP spokesperson Amanda Van Wyk says authorities remain committed to protecting children and ensuring that perpetrators of abuse, exploitation, and violence are brought to justice. In the past year, 15,888 suspects were arrested nationwide. Parents, caregivers, educators, and all sectors of society are urged to remain vigilant and report any form of abuse. Van Wyk warns many cases remain unreported due to cultural beliefs and fear. And finally, if anyone had, the Dalai Lama wins a Grammy at 90 on their 2026 bingo card, it's time to collect your prize. Tibetan spiritual leader Tenzin Gyatso, better known as the Dalai Lama, has officially added Grammy winner to his already stacked resume. The beloved spiritual figure received his first Grammy Award for the spoken word album Meditations, the Reflections of His Holiness the Dalai Lama. Well, this is your sign that you really can win a music award without a beat drop, a breakup anthem, a surprise album rollout at midnight, or even joining the Illuminati. While many Grammy winners celebrate with champagne showers and after parties that last until sunrise, the Dalai Lama's award-winning project is all about compassion, mindfulness, and finding peace in a questionable world. Not exactly the stuff of club remixes, but clearly Grammy voters were listening. The award was recently presented to him by Indian classical music legend Ustad Amjad Ali Khan, making the moment even more special. The album combines his reflections on kindness, inner peace, and humanity with music performed by Khan and his sons. To recap your top story at this hour, MUT radio presenters set for high-profile industry exposure at Gas Motors How, and SEPs vows stronger action against child abuse as statutory rape cases raise alarm. This is all from myself at this hour. Do catch your next news at 10. For your MUT Radio News, I am Leah, MUT Radio AI News Reader.